All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. This is your boy Carlton, CO2 Owens. I'm hitting you up with an early morning edition. Doing an early business road trip. It's approximately around 5 a.m. where I am doing this show. As you guys know, I'm not in the studio and I'm not in my mobile studio. I'm actually on business. Traveling, and I'm just trying to squeeze in shows as they present themselves. And so now I'm actually in the vehicle on a road trip headed to a business meeting that I have later today. So look, first let's give it up to our sponsors. CoinSeed is the app that allows you to invest in cryptocurrency all while using your pocket change. You can be able to go to my show notes and get more information about what exactly makes CoinSeed so popular, so cool. You also have Encrypted Apparel. Encrypted Apparel is a flash cryptocurrency clothesline in the business. You go over to their site, wearencrypted.com. That's W-E-A-R, encrypted.com. And you'll be able to get 10% off on your next purchase when you put in CryptoSense in the coupon code. So check that out as well. Go to the show notes if you forget the link, okay? Also, just want to give it up to all the supporters, all the people that are supporting the show. Thank you for your support. If you would like to support the show, just go to Anchor, my homepage, click the support button, or click the last link in the show notes. And we really appreciate any and all donations and support that our fans give us. So we don't take that lightly. So we're very, very excited. Also, you're probably going to hear later in the show, we've picked up a new sponsor. A company by the name of Squarespace. If they're just not any old website company, Squarespace is doing some amazing things. You'll hear more about that in the show as the show goes on. So let's just dive right into this thing. I did some shows last week about how there's this idea of cold storage, and cold storage is a double-edged sword. Cold storage allows you to be able to take your coins offline so you don't have to deal with hacking or people being able to break into your online wallets. But the downside is you got to make sure that you have a backup plan as to how to access that wallet in the event that it's all stolen, you forget the passwords, a lot of different things that you have to really think about. So I thought about, or I should say, the thing that came to light is that maybe, just maybe, this is how banks can stay relevant in this changing time of the financial systems. Maybe banks can serve as some level of custodian for cold storage wallets. Maybe this is the future of the banks, right? So this then opened up this dialogue of, all right, what are banks really going to be doing in this era of cryptocurrency? So I was looking at this one article, and it talked about a solution that, you know, banks are now looking into. So I want to hop into segment two and break down a little bit more of what I saw. All right, so stay tuned.
Let me call Mr. Holmes.
So we're back with segment two. So I was thinking more about banks' new role in this new world of cryptocurrency. And, you know, as you think, of course, things pop out. Things come more alive to you. So I saw this article that talked about one of the largest banks, if not the largest banks in the Philippines, that has launched this cryptocurrency ATM. Now, when you think of cryptocurrency ATM, at least when I think about it, I'm thinking about the machines that you see in the gas stations where you can be able to turn dollars into cryptocurrency and you can turn cryptocurrency back into dollars. But no. This is not what this cryptocurrency ATM is all about. It's more about the ability to transfer, buy and sell, and do more functionalities when it comes to cryptocurrency. So when I kept reading about it and realized that they had all these different regulations as to who can actually have these ATM machines and what banks can qualify for them. I realized that Union Bank, which is the name of this bank in the Philippines, is on to something. And just let me read you a quote that they put in the article. It said in a statement that in the bank's continued quest to cater to the evolving needs and tastes of customers, including clients who use virtual currencies, that's what they call it, quote unquote, not cryptocurrencies, but virtual currencies, the ATM will provide these clients an alternative channel to convert their money into virtual currency and vice versa. So I started thinking more about what their statement was on this article, and I realized, imagine if banks globally got on the same page and realized that, hey, we can't change this movement of people wanting to use cryptocurrency, to spend cryptocurrency, to buy and sell these virtual assets and these virtual currencies. But what we can do is we can be the infrastructure. We can create the infrastructure that will allow that to happen physically. And so banks can then play a major role in that. And if they can get regulation, i.e. a government, to carve out this space for them, they can really still have a relevancy in this marketplace. If they don't do that, and they allow for crypto services and these platforms and these different financial services to take hold, man, the banks are really in trouble. So I thought it was a pretty cool article. I'll send over this in the show notes, the link to the website. But just think about it. It makes sense. Bank's greatest asset that they could use in this changing time with cryptocurrency is not offering free checking, not giving you some type of fancy credit facilitation. Their biggest asset is their oldest asset, and that's just being a custodian of money and being able to help bridge the gap between people who maybe want to get involved with cryptocurrency but just don't feel too comfortable because they don't have any type of custodial or government-backed or insurance-backed means to make sure that they're going to be safe as they go through this process. So that's all today, guys. A quick show. Continue to follow us and listen to us versus Twitter, on Twitter, Instagram, and all these other platforms that we're on. Of course, IG is one of my favorites. I'm going to send up a post right now. And I'm going to be moving in and out on this road show that I'm doing. But I'm going to get as many shows as I can out. As you know, this is a daily show, Monday through Friday. But past couple of days and weeks, rather, it's been a bit challenging due to the internet connection that I've been getting. But stay tuned. We'll get some more stuff out to you as soon as I can. All right, so until next time, holla back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.